June 21, Revealing Christ in Character. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Titus 2, 7 and 8. Let not anyone be afraid of going to extremes while he is a close student of the Word, humbling the soul at every step. Christ must dwell in him by faith. He, their exemplar, was self-possessed. He walked in humility. He had true dignity. He had patience. If we individually possess these traits, there will be no extremists. Christ never erred in his judgment of men of truth. He was never deceived by appearances. He never raised a question but what was clearly appropriate. He never gave an answer but what was fitting and right to the point. He silenced the voice of the caviling, shrewd, and cunning priest by penetrating through the surface and reaching the heart, flashing light into their consciences, which annoyed them. But they would not yield to conviction. Christ never went to extremes, never lost self-control or the balance of mind under any excitement. He never violated the law of good taste and discernment, when to speak and when to keep silent. Then if all who claim to see the precious golden rays of the light of Son of Righteousness will follow the example of Christ, there will be no extremists. Let calmness and self-possession be cultivated and perseveringly maintained, for this was the character of Christ. We hear no noisy protestations of faith, nor do we see tremendous bodily contortions and exercises in the author of all truth. Remember, in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If Christ is abiding in our hearts by faith, we shall, by beholding the manner of his life, seek to be like Jesus, pure, peaceable, and undefiled. We shall reveal Christ in our character. We will not only receive and absorb light, but will also diffuse it. We will have more clear and distinct views of what Jesus is to us. The symmetry, loveliness, and benevolence that were in the life of Jesus Christ will be shining forth in our lives.